This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, senior writer for the Philadelphia Daily News, filling in this week for Terry Gross. In baseball, everybody loves to yell at the umpire, and in his new book, former Major League umpire Ken Kaiser doesn't mind yelling back. Kaiser's book with author David Fisher is Planet of the Umps, a colorful collection of baseball tales revealing what gets said in those screaming arguments on the field and what umpires are thinking when everybody in the park is sure they've just blown a call. Kaiser went to umpire school at age 18 and spent a lifetime calling games, including 23 years in the big leagues. He filled out off-seasons during his minor league career working as a bar bouncer and professional wrestler. His philosophy on managers who argue would make Johnny Cochran smile. When in doubt, throw him out. Kaiser's career ended in 1999 when umpires resigned as a labor negotiating strategy. He has a pending lawsuit against Major League Baseball over severance pay and pension benefits. I asked him about one of baseball's great traditions, when a team's manager gets into the umpire's face to dispute a call. Anybody who's gone to a ball game has seen arguments and wondered, what are they saying to each other? What are managers doing? I mean, are they trying to get thrown out sometimes?
Yeah, they'll come up. You know, I've had managers come up to me and say, "Kenny, hey, things just aren't going good here. You got to toss me tonight." And if I know the guy well, you know, I'll try and oblige him, try and help him out. They think for some reason that sets a fire underneath these players. And as far as I'm concerned, all it does is make them laugh. But you know, like Tony La Russa, I've done it with him, and there's been several umpires or several managers that I've been friends with that I'll give them the heave if they ask me to. But on the whole, when you see those guys come out there, they're not coming out there for that. They're coming out to argue.
Now, you'll let them argue a bit, right? I mean, what is it they have to do before they get tossed? Is it swearing? Is it insulting you personally?
Well, swearing is automatic. It's easy. And then they start talking about your mother, your family heritage, and stuff like that. That'll get them gone quick, too. But sometimes it's just the length of the discussion. They won't let it go. They just won't leave. And There's a lot of premise for excommunication from that field, and believe me, we use them all.
Is it true you once tossed out two guys on one pitch, the first pitch of the game?
Yeah, the manager and that was a spring training game. That was Tommy Lasorda. I had just gotten off the plane. As a matter of fact, I ran from the plane to get my rent-a-car to the ballpark. I got there just before the national anthem. Got my gear on and ran to the field. So I get to the field, they're warming up, and the first hitter, Steve Sachs. First pitch comes in, and I call a strike. He starts yelling. I said, "What are you yelling at?" He says, "That ball's outside." I said, "We just got here. Would you mind spending a little time in this game?" He says, "Well, I'm not going to put up with this." I said, "You're right. Get out of here." So here comes Lasorda. He says, "What's going on?" I said, "I called one pitch. This guy's complaining." I ran him. I said, "Put him on the bus." I said, "Matter of fact, you go with him. You shouldn't be out here either."
So you're throwing the manager out now, too?
I've thrown out Tommy Lasorda, and I've thrown out Steve Sachs. I said, "You guys get in the bus." He says, "I'm not getting on the bus." I said, "I'll tell you what, if you don't get in the bus, we're leaving." He says, "You wouldn't do that." I said, "Why don't you try me?" They went on the bus.
there was a time when Billy Martin came out to question the call. You thought he might have been right.
Yeah, I had a play at second base, and I don't know what I did. I turned the wrong way, or I might have been thinking about a fight I had with the ex-wife, or who knows what the reason was. I called one of his players out, and he was safe from you to me. And Billy comes coming out to me, and I got along well with Bill Martin. He comes out, and he looks at me. He's got a smile on his face. He says, "Is that right?" I said, "Well, Billy, it may not be right, but that's the way it is." So he understood what I meant, and he walked away.
And Billy Martin, of course, is?
Yeah, Billy Martin was the manager of the New York Yankees.
Now, sometimes players will be jawing at an umpire from the dugout, and if you're calling from behind the plate, you got to stay pretty focused on the pitches and what's happening in the game and the count. You can't even necessarily tell who's yelling at you, can you? How do you handle that?
Oh, that's easy. You just tell the guy at first base, pick up who it is. He stands over watching them. As soon as they start yelling, he tells me, I throw him. That is something that's unacceptable. You're not going to sit there and start yelling from the dugout. You know, I'll tell you, a guy who was big at that was Eddie Murray. Eddie Murray liked to yell from the dugout. I tossed him many times in my career because we pretty much hated each other. There's a word where hate come in. And I tossed him one time for never saying nothing. I tossed him from me. I stand at first base. I folded my arms. He folded his. I took a step back. He took a step back. Took a step forward. He took a step forward and started smiling. I said, I'm gonna put my hands on my knees. If you put your hands on your knees, I'm throwing you out. He looks at me and smiles. I put my hand on my knees. He put his hands on my knees. I tossed him. He couldn't believe I threw him. He says, "I didn't say nothing." I said, "Action speaks louder than words. Get out of here."
Now, these are big league ball players, and they make a lot of money. Did you ever get in trouble for, I mean, you know, people aren't coming to the ballpark to watch Ken Kaiser. They're coming to watch Eddie Murray hit.
Well, they're coming to watch a baseball game to be played professionally. They're not coming for some jock to mock people or think he's arrogant to show up. They're not coming to see me. I'm not there for them to come to see me, but I'm also there to run the game in a professional way. And once you break those rules, I always said one thing. I'm like a landlord. You're renting from me. As soon as you stop paying the rent, it's time to leave.
My guest is former Major League umpire Ken Kaiser. His book is Planet of the Umps. Let's talk about getting calls right. Working the plate in a Major League ball game has to be hard. I mean, you're back there and you look at, 300 pitches from guys that can throw a ball 90 miles an hour. Do you ever grade yourself? I mean, do you ever go back and look at tapes? I mean, when I watch ball games, there are always a few pitchers that I think, gosh, that's 8 inches outside the plate. I mean, do you ever look back at tapes and say, yeah, I missed that one?
No, I really don't. And I'll tell you why, because I make so many calls during a season. I call so many pitches. You're not going to get everything right. It's just a given. I figure if I'm not going to get them right, they're going to get somebody in there that's better than me, which they didn't do for 24 years. No, I mean, I knew that I wasn't getting everything right. But I knew that they didn't have anybody that could get any more right than I could. So, hey, you're just a victim of the system. I mean, like you said, you call 300 pitches. If you get 297 of them right, who's going to do better?
Another thing we see in baseball is the bench-clearing brawl. Can you tell when that's going to happen? Can you do anything about it?
Well, you try and get to that before it's happened. I've never had a real – I had one in the minor leagues, the worst I've ever seen. But in the big leagues, I never had one where it was a darn – I stopped them before it. I used to – grab a hold of the catcher and the hitter or whoever the combatants might be by their belts. And I was, I could bench press 400 pounds when I was a kid. And I was a pretty strong guy at one time. Not that I am anymore, believe me. And I'd grab a hold of their belts and they couldn't go anywhere. I prevented a lot of battles that way. And matter of fact, my supervisor, Marty Springstead, kept saying to me and Bill Howe, you're going to get hurt. He's trying to stop those fights. You let them go. The theory is to let them go and let them finish it off and let them break them up. But I always use the theory that I could stop it before it started. And it worked good for me, but I wouldn't tell a young umpire to handle it that way. Haller and Springstead were totally right.
So an umpire, when a batter drops the bat, starts to head to the mound, you're out in front of the plate holding on.
Oh, no, they're going to do a lot of they're going to do a lot of talking before that happens. They don't just strap it and run. You know, it's, what'd you say? I'll kick your you know what's going to happen. And a lot of guys want to be held before it happens. I mean, they're not looking to fight. They're just putting a show on. They're acting like they're tough guys for the rest of their club, but they're not so tough. I've only met a few real, legitimate tough ball players in my life.
When you were out on the bases, did you get bored? I mean, it's not like being behind the plate where you're in on every play.
I never got bored at first and third because I usually walked over and talked to the fans. I'd go over and have a Coke with them. I'd talk to them. People forget that the big word in this is game. Anybody know what the word game means? I know they're trying to turn it into a business, but it's still a baseball game. People like to talk to you, talk about families, where you grew up. And I would do things like that to keep it from being boring. And then there's certain situations, but that's all situation. I mean, if you're in the ninth inning and it's a 1-0 game, and you're not going to go over and start talking to the fans either. I mean, it's all situational. But you got an open game. You can talk to the people, shake hands, and put your hat on the kids. And, I enjoyed that. And people like to see that when I did it.
Did you talk to players on the field?
Well, you talk to them. I mean, what do you say? I mean, were you hiding your millions? I mean, a lot of them you talk to because you know them for so long.
Well, I would think you talk about the things that everybody talks about when they're watching a ball game, like, man, that was a heck of a line drive you just hit, or that was a great backhand play you made at third. You didn't?
Oh, no, never. Never. Never give them credit. It may come back and bite you. Never talk about them striking out either. No, you talked about everything but the game. You talked about the news. You talked about Iraq. You talk about other people's games, like, geez, you see what happened last night in Chicago or something like that. But you never discuss a game on the field.
Right. When you blow a call, do you ever give a team a makeup call?
You like
call?
That blow a call term, don't you? You're big on that blow a call. You never say about the ones you got right, you know?
You're like the bus driver. Every time he arrives back at the terminal safely, it's not news. It's when he has an accident that it's news.
All right, what's your question, Dave?
Are there makeup calls? You hear announcers say, well, so-and-so missed the call in the first inning, and now he's giving him a makeup call.
That is by far And you can quote me, no matter who it is, the stupidest statement an announcer or color man or anybody in the booth could possibly make. I'm going to blame the other team for a mistake that I made. So I'm going to give it back where it might mean a ball game. How ignorant and dumb. You know, and I heard that in basketball. I've heard that in hockey. I can't even imagine those sports doing it either, where it's less to make a difference. Our game, you give a guy a pitch, could mean six runs. You don't give anybody anything. If you make a mistake, you live and die with it. That's the nature of the profession. I'm not going to blame St. Louis for a play I missed on Pittsburgh's, so I'm going to take one away from St. Louis. I get the biggest kick out of that, Dave, and I hear that a lot, but all that tells me is how much ignorance there is in this game.
Sammy Sosa was recently caught corking his bat. It's enough for umpires to try and keep track of what happens on the field, but some players will look for an edge in equipment. They may try and grease the ball. How do you keep track of that? Do you think players are do they cheat out there?
I'm sure there's a lot of cheating going on, but that's not my job to be a policeman. My job is to call the game. Now, if I see something, or like in the Sosa situation where it broken, the stuff's all over the field. I mean, that's an obvious situation. It's a different animal. But to go out there and sneak behind a guy and wipe his butt to see if he's got grease on it, I'll pass. I know who cheats, who doesn't cheat, but you don't know how much they cheat. I mean, I used to know that Gaylord Perry cheated.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean by that? How do you know?
Well, he used to
cheats?
Throw a thing called a puff ball. He would take the rosin bag and put it on his palm. Then he'd throw a pitch, and when he released the ball, all the smoke would come out. You couldn't see the pitch. So I used to tell him, I said, I'll tell you what, Gaylord, I'm not going to throw you out for this, but I'll tell you what, every time you do that, I'm going to call it a ball. Every time. I don't care. If bases are loaded, the win and run, and you throw it right down the middle, I'm calling it a ball. He tried me three times, and three times I called a ball. He walked in me, he says, I'll never do it again. I said, you got it.
Your knee was injured in a game. What happened there?
Well, I've been hurt several times in my career. I mean, I had a neck injury. It was worse than my knee injury. I caught a foul tip that hit me in the side of the mask and the neck. And between C6 and 7, it's never been right yet. I had a pinched nerve put me out for like over 3.5 months, and I still have it to this day. Matter of fact, I've been getting treatment on it lately, and it's caused by baseball, and I can't even get a medical insurance for it. I hurt my knee several times. I got hit with foul tips. I've had catchers turn the wrong way and hit me and knock a knee out. I mean, if you look at the game today, I guess they got about, today I think there's 8 players out now that are regular umpires for injuries. So we're just like players. We get hurt too.
Let me come back to that. You're bending over a catcher, concentrating on getting a call right from a ball that can be coming at 90 miles an hour. Batter swings, goes off his bat. Catcher can't get it. It hits you in the neck, the shoulder maybe. How do you then ignore the pain, get back in there, and try and concentrate on the next pitch?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, Dave, because people don't realize the pain and stuff that goes with it. It's just, you got to do it. I mean, if you don't, you know, the old theory is if I go down, then somebody else has to come in and finish my game. Well, you know, you have that macho ego type thing. Well, darn it, I'm hurt, but I'm going to finish that game. I've seen guys work. I saw one kid work in the minor leagues. A guy broke the bat off, and it stuck in his shoulder. Went right through the chest protector. In those days, they had real terrible chest protectors, those thin ones, those National League protectors.
Impaled
it? Stuck right in his shoulder like an arrow. And they pulled it out, and he finished the game.
Now,
which I thought he was totally nuts.
Now, after you catch one of these foul tips and you manage to finish the game, you go home and your shoulder swells up, you ice it. I mean, don't you wonder, gosh, do I ever want to get back in front of the plate again? When you get back, next time it's your time to call the balls and strikes at the plate, do you think, I don't really want to be here?
Well, you also think of your daughter going to college, you got to pay that next tuition payment. So makes that pain ease a little bit better. you don't really say you don't want to do this, but you know, it seems like when you get hit once, you're going to hit again, or you might go 25 games and nothing will happen. It's just, it's like a time machine. Sooner or later, this thing's going to go off. It's going to get you.
Well, Ken Kaiser, thanks a lot for talking with us.
Hey, Dave, thanks for having me, boy. I appreciate it.
Former Major League umpire Ken Kaiser. His story of a life calling games and throwing out managers is Planet of the Umps.